Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Where do I begin chapter 1? I suppose we'll do a chronological thing and start you off with some of the early years, a taste of the vintage stuff. I showed up on Earth in the Tri-County area of Illinois, to be more precise, in 1970. This was reportedly the year Tom Waits showed up in LA to start pushing his demos around town. I haven't had the chance to ask Tom if he was trying to send me a personal message of serendipity with his beautiful and haunting songs of the day like Grapefruit Moon and Midnight Lullaby, but it seems too crazy on the nose to be just coincidence, right? Somewhere in the Arizona desert, Tom Laughlin was shooting the movie Billy Jack, and Warlock-style wax albums were dropping all about the realm with names like Look a Pie Pie, Black Sabbath, Sex Machine, Moondance, Bitches Brew, The Man Who Sold the World, After the Gold Rush, Free Your Mind and Your Ass Will Follow, Christofferson, for crying out loud, Let It Be, and the most weirdly Kabbalistic, Randy Newman's 12 Songs. Potent magics coalesced and fluctuated across the void, whilst strange nether clouds swelled with great portent above the green crop fields awaiting, what, some child? A chosen man cub? Despite some loose popular misconceptions, I did not, in fact, drop from my mother's womb wielding a full mustache and a two-headed battle axe, nor was there cited evidence of even the first follicle of the first hair of my chest bracken. Those laurels would come later. The luckiest part of my very lucky life, pre-Megan, has been being raised by my family in the environment they created for the rearing of my siblings and me. My mom, Catherine Ann Offerman, nay Roberts, and my dad, Frederick Dames Offerman, grew up about 3 miles from each other in the middle of the countryside outside of Manuka, Illinois. Where is that? Right next to Shanahan, as I like to quip. Southwest of Joliet. My mom grew up in a family of 4 kids, born to Mike and Eloise Roberts, and they raised pigs, soybeans, and corn. My dad, born to Raymond Offerman and Marilyn Dames Offerman, grew up on a dairy farm with 2 siblings before moving into town as a teenager. They all attended the same Manuka schools that I eventually did and married young. Dad was 24 and Mom was 19, which seems crazy to me these days. Manuka is, surprisingly, only about an hour from Lakeshore Drive in Chicago if there's no traffic. But it seems like it's 50 years distant, or at least it did in my youth. It was very bucolic and idyllic, like American Graffiti or Happy Days. Saturday night meant you'd get together and buzz the gut in your jalopy, which meant drive past the 5 businesses on Main Street. At the time I was growing up, the population was 768. It's grown ridiculously. It's up near 12,000 now. It used to be primarily a farming community, but by now the commuting suburban population has reached it and subsumed it. There are now many inhabitants of Manuka whom I would consider soft, and yes, that is a judgment. My dad went to Illinois State University. I had always heard various legends of his prowess as an athlete as a young man, primarily in baseball and basketball. I wrote to him, asking for some facts on this subject for my book, because he's always been pretty humble about it to the point of being mum. And here's an excerpt of his reply. Well, I don't know what you heard, but remember it was a very small high school. In baseball, I started every varsity game for 4 years, except one as a freshman, and in that one I pinch hit and hit a triple. Then later in that game I hit another triple. That never happened again. As a sophomore, I batted 2nd, 3rd as a junior, and 4th as a senior, and was the shortstop the last 3 years. I hit .333, 22 for 66, and led the team in RBIs. That was 2nd to your Uncle Mark, who hit 1,000, 1 for 1. I never considered myself as a terrific player, but I had one damn burning desire to play and was surprised many times when I did well. This might begin to give you an idea of from whence I sprung.